Now when you cut the hay off a piece of land, and enough grows back the same year so you can cut it again, what would you call that?
Second crop's what we always call it, a second crop of hay off of it.
Mm-hmm. What about the grass that's left lying over in the field after you do that? The dry, dead grass. Do you ever hear rowing or aftermath?
Rowing, we call rowing feed, you know, when you have a pickup baler or something, we put them rows and
mm-hmm.
pick it up and then go back with an automatic baler and pick it up. But we never had that here in Encinal
mm-hmm.
up till now lately.
What about a building that's used for storing grain? What would that be?
That would be a granary,
mm-hmm.
in my mind.
What does the granary look like?
A granary, we have none in this country, that nobody has any grain.
Mm-hmm.
If they do, they sell it. Now, granary would be just a building that was reinforced inside where it would hold the grain and
mm-hmm.
have a top on it where it wouldn't get wet.
What areas of the country do they use granaries in?
Oh, we had them in Oklahoma when I was up there,
mm-hmm.
and in the Panhandle when we were there in Amarillo, they had some real
mm-hmm.
granaries, those big thousands of bushels, you know, wheat.
That they use for the feedlots, or what?
Well, that isn't, that is used for flour, the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now then, they have those same things, they use them in the feedlots,
mm-hmm.
and they have it to where they can, on a scale where they can pull out whatever they want to mix their feeds and things like that.
Feedlots must be pretty large.
This man that owns the Callahan Ranch, he owns a feedlot in California.
Mm-hmm.
And he has about 15,000 head of steers on feed. Steers and heifers,
mm-hmm.
that is, animals. And he has a lot of his cattle. Also, he has little feedlots around here that he feeds them
mm-hmm.
with.
How big a feedlot do you need for 15,000 head of steers?
Oh, my, I don't know. That's be pretty big, though, pretty large, because
uh-huh.
You've got to give them plenty of room, if you know, to where summertime it's very hot and dry.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have air and they have shades. I don't know how much it'd be.
Our picture is just sort of a cramped, temporary place, but I guess they stay there for several months.
Yes, they have to feed them. They have to feed them for usually 120 days.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you keep corn?
Corn would be. What little we had, we put it in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And
any special name for the place, the corn barn or crib or corn house?
Well, not in this country. There's no corn raised, so
mm-hmm.
it. I know crib is the word
mm-hmm.
to be used, but it. We have none.
Mm-hmm.
We had some. I have raised corn. I did. I put it in the barn and took it out and ran it through a hammer mill and ground it up and loaded it back in the barn. So
mm-hmm. You usually keep it up in the, where in the barn would it go?
On the ground floor.
Uh-huh.
We had no double deck barns or nothing
uh-huh.
like that.
What are the double deck barns now? What do they look like?
I don't know, unless it'd be one of those like you pictured in all these pictures where they have the upper floor for hay and stuff like
uh-huh.
that. It goes up there. And the sides would be for the cattle and feed in the colder countries. We don't
mm-hmm.
have in this country.
What do they call the upper part?
The loft.
Uh-huh.